about what ICASA should be doing. Thank you. I think ICASA should remain independent, as we understand that it is indeed an independent regulator. It should not have a big brother when it comes to regulation, and it should remain as such. And I think it should be, if there are no powers, I think it should be given more powers to act accordingly. I'm not sure about invoking and taking away the rights of the television that we have mentioned, but I guess that it should remain a regulator and stick to what it's supposed to be doing in terms of regulating, and make sure that if there is any things that are not happening in a manner that's supposed to be happening, I think ICASA should be very strong and deal with those accordingly. And I don't think it should encourage one person or one company to be appointed. I think it should give other companies and choose from other companies rather than appointing one company, as you have alluded to. So I think it really needs to stick to its guns and make sure that it regulates and remains independent.
Okay. My next question, I want to again caution you. You're supposed to share with us and demonstrate that you understand the problem that ICASA is faced with. Give us examples, share with us that, demonstrate that when we give you this job of being a counselor, you understand the dynamics. And I want to preface with this because we are not getting that. And this is a third question of the day. I'm going to the fourth. In terms of digital media, what do you think in that space? Give us examples of things that are regulated and things that are not regulated. And then tell us what other things you think must be regulated and why. And of those things that are regulated, what are those things that you feel are regulated but should not be regulated? You also provide with us the reasons. Thank you.
I'm not sure, Chair. I don't want to answer a question that I did not grasp well. I'm not sure of the gentleman whether I cannot repeat his question.
Okay, I'm asking about digital media. What within digital media is regulated and what is not? And I want to know, of the things that are not regulated, which ones do you think should be regulated? And in this case, that would be the job of ICASA. And then of the things that are regulated, which ones do you feel should not be regulated, and give us the reasons why?
Okay. Yes, I do. Let me attempt answering it. I'm not sure of what is not supposed to be regulated. I'm made to believe that it's in every media people or organizations are supposed to be regulated by ICASA. I'm not sure which ones that are not supposed to be regulated. Let me make an example, for instance, about the community radios that are supposed to be regulated by ICASA. And I think if I'm answering the question in a bit, there are community radios that I think they were not supposed to be regulated. In fact, they were not supposed to be given a license by ICASA. For what you may say, we've got 200 and something community radios across the country, and some of them, they are not effective because of many reasons. And there was an issue that was said at one stage that we need to have one community radio at a district level so that it can be effective. I'm not really sure which ones that are not supposed to be regulated that are regulated.
Yeah.
So I'm done with my two questions. I'll come back.
Yeah.
Mr. Kuta, what's your understanding of the Broadcasting Act, number 4 of 1999? Which act did it repeal? What were the weaknesses of the previous act? And if there are any weaknesses with this current one, you can share with us. And I'm raising all these things in the light of the Companies Act that you are aware of, I suppose, that was enacted in 2011. So all I want is your understanding of the Broadcasting Act, which act did it repeal, weaknesses of the previous one before this one, and if there are any weaknesses that you can share with us with regard to the Broadcasting Act. Just like to deal with this one.
Okay. Number 4, Act of 1999, repeat the number 73, Act of 1976. The amendment of 153 Act of 1993. Then it was then introduced, this Act of number 4, 1999, to give powers to the minister and authority to deal with policy formulation and other elements that were not included during those two acts that I've mentioned already, which is 76 and 1993. You will recall that there were no inclusion, you know, in those acts in terms of other elements. You would understand and recall that, for instance, the committee radios were not party to the act. In fact, they were not given what they're supposed to be given. The community broadcasters. Now this one is having all those elements: your commercial, your public, your community broadcasters. And I think that there are issues that are being dealt with during this act, that which is number 4 of 1999.
The last one, Mr. Good. What are the functions and responsibilities of the regulator, ICASA, to the telecommunications and postal services sector as per the Postal Services Act and the Electronic Communications Act? Keywords, functions and responsibilities.
ICASA regulates the service providers, the signal distributors, the broadcasters. That is the role of ICASA. And ICASA is supposed to be give effective to Electronic Communication Act of 2005. It's supposed to be regulating, as I've indicated. It's also supposed to be give or force compliance. It's supposed to be dealing with compliance, and CASA supposed to be regulating, as I've indicated, and CASA supposed to impose conditions on what it has regulated. It's supposed to be giving compliance as well, or forced compliance rather.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Mr. Kuta, it's a fact that ICASA is accountable to Parliament as its funding is approved by Parliament, and it has to report to the legislature annually on the implementation of programs and expenditure of funds in terms of Section 15 of the ICASA Act. However, several sections of the founding legislation, that is the ICASA Act as amended, appear to strengthen the Minister of Communications' role against that of the National Assembly. In addition, Section 6A introduced performance management system for council. Then the Independent Communication Authority of South Africa, Act 13 of 2002, in particular Section 6A, makes provision that the Minister of Communication, in consultation with the National Assembly, establish a performance management system to monitor and evaluate the performance of the chairperson and other councillors. Do you think that this would pose any significant challenge to the independence of ICASA, given that councillors are answerable only to the minister but not to the parliament? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I think it's a contradiction on its own as we are sitting here. There is no minister around here to these interviews. Or Chairperson did not introduce me to minister, you know, in his interview to start with. So you are interviewing us. At the end of the day, you are going to make your own determination according to our own presentation. And the minister is not here. The next thing, people that are going to be appointed or successful in these interviews are going to be reporting to him or her. And I think it's a contradiction to me. And I think it will remain having challenges because I don't want to individualize minister and say he or she is an individual, but I rather agree that councillors are supposed to be, you know, answerable and to the committee itself, so that there is that accountability rather than accounting to one person. And I'm not undermining the position itself of the minister, but I think there will be challenges if that continues, you know, councillors and the chair accounting to minister in terms of the performance and all that. I think they're supposed to be answerable in this committee.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. The last one. What advantages and disadvantages does mobile broadband bring about? In your answer, we would like to compare and contrast mobile versus fixed broadband rollout and qualify your choice and advice why the rest of the country should vote into your choice, Mr. Yengwayo Kuta. Thank you.
There are a lot of advantages in terms of the broadband internet access, because it does have a speed. You can always print picture files to it very quickly without phones being, you know, affected, and you don't have to, you know, connect to a phone. You can just use it without really connecting it. And you don't need broadband is the one that is normally used, and to me it's got a lot of advantages, and some of the advantages are the ones that I'm actually articulating now, that you can always bring quickly to it. You don't have to wait a very long time. Disadvantages are that it's monthly free fee, for instance, you will have to spend a lot of money when you are using it. That's a disadvantage. Number two, where we are coming from, the rural areas, and if there's no remote area, rural and remote areas, you know, it's not working properly, or you may not find it. Those are the disadvantages.
Chair, just two questions. Back to the earlier questions asked here by members, Mr. Kuta. You see, again, that's this contradiction you were talking about. The minister will expect you to report to him or her. talking about department now. Then also you have telecoms, the other committee which you will have to report to. But at the same time, you are actually appointed by us, as you said, to make recommendations to the minister, and it's unusual that the minister will go against what was the decision on candidates of the ones who will present, will report to Parliament and make proposals there. Once Parliament adopts those names, it's not to the choosing of the minister to say, no, I want that one, I don't want. So to me, what is your opinion? Do you think as a regulator, ICASA, which regulates broadcasting and other forms of media and communication, as a regulator, should it, how far, to what extent its independence must go? Both when you compare it with the department that is in the form of the minister, and then the reporting to public, because it is there in fact to regulate in protection of the public. So that's one question. There's that contradiction also, which is there. Should, in your opinion, should ICASA be a stand-alone entity there, which is not subjected to a ministry, which ministry also have bodies, like I said, which are regulated by the very same, like the last case now, of the complaint about against the SABC. People who were handling that thing were ICAS. And you will find more to and fro fighting between different opinions, between the ministry in the form of the minister and SABC versus ICAS. That's one. What would be your opinion? How do we solve that? Secondly, ICASA is actually criticized most of the time. Now, ICASA is weak, have no capacity. And industry is also exploiting that because they don't have capacity and resources to monitor as a regulator the licenses of all these broadcasters or the stakeholders. So to you, what will be your opinion to that criticism in as far as ICASA is concerned? Chair, to me, those are the two questions.
I'm sure I only hear one, but let me respond to it, then I will ask later to report the second one. I think I said initially that ICASA should be independent and act without fear and favor. That's number one. Number two, I think if ICASA is not independent and it has to report to the department, I think there are a lot of entities that are under that department. As you alluded to, that SABC is also under the department. Under that department, if the department ought to take a stand and say, this is how or we do support SABC, for instance, whatever that is actually happening there, then ICASA is going to be instructed by the political head, which is the minister in this instance, to follow suit. That's why my opinion is that it should be remain independent and act without favor and prejudice, and it should do its work as independent. If I ought to make a recommendation, but I'm just responding on my opinion there, that ICASA should remain independent and it should be standalone kind of an entity, so that it can always pursue its own responsibility, you know, as articulated. The second question, I did not get it.
No, the second question, just simple, is ICASA is criticized that it's a weak council or body which is supposed to regulate. and they, some of the people will just know it doesn't have the capacity. That is why industry does as it likes. In some, to an extent, I would say powerful stakeholders in the industry, like your multi-choice, you have now ANZ, all these big guys tend to control it, your ETV. There's that criticism. What is your opinion around that?
I think, Chair, as I indicated, that if there is no independence on the side of ICASA, it's going to be undermined, and if it is not resourced, it's going to be undermined, because money speaks. That is why it's getting that undermined, and if there are no strong people within ICASA, it's going to be undermined further. So my articulation is that it should be an independent entity, it should be resourced, and it should be reporting to Parliament, and it should act, you know, as an independent body.
Any follow-ups, members? Honourable
Joseph. Thank you, Chairperson. You've got here the... I just want to quickly check that you were a what councillor? In the city of Tygerberg, if I'm pronouncing it properly. Yeah, Tygerberg. Which party were you representing?
Is it okay to do that?
Yes. To do, sorry, Chair.
No, I understand you, but are we comfortable to check the candidates where they belong in terms of the parties?
Chair, I'm not sure about that.
No, I'm asking members.
Oh, okay.
I'm asking members so that we, I mean, the reason why I'm asking is because you were in council. That's the reason why he's asking. You're in council, therefore you are representing a party. No other candidate came with such.
Yes.
Hence, we never asked. So, is there a problem for him to respond on that? Can I? Yes, I can. I can hear. Unless there is someone to say anything, Honourable Sid. I know you have said there is no problem on other panel.
No, it depends on the candidate. If the candidate is comfortable with that question, the candidate can deal with that particular question. But if the candidate is not comfortable, we must agree that the candidate is not comfortable. Obviously, the fact that he was a councillor at some stage, he was representing a particular party.
And it was a public office.
Yes.
So, if he doesn't answer, we can find out.
Yeah.
But this is a test I'm putting to him. I think that's what we should all appreciate. Well, on my part, I want to know which political party he was representing.
I understand that.
Thank you.
Honourable Tolasu, your mic is
on. I'm sorry, Chair. I think that's a public knowledge. If the candidate can just respond, we could have find out by any other means.
Yes.
But we are now asking a direct question, if he may.
And it would be better to find out
from him. Yes, Chair. Thank you.
Than moving around and checking. But you. You can say whatever you want to say, responding to that question.
Chair, I jumped and I wanted to respond to that question with no. Hence, I was saying I'm not sure about the relevance of the question, but the question has been posed. I was representing the African National Congress.
Okay.
Which year, Chair, just a quick one. Which year when you were a councillor?
Yeah.
In my introduction, Chair, I said there were first local government elections in the Western Cape
It was 1996. To other provinces, it was 1995. So 1996 to 2000.
Okay. 1996 to 2000. Okay. Any other question, member? Except mine, that my last question. There are these three bodies: National Competition Commission. Compliance Commission. You know all of them. Because I want to know their function and how different are they each other. Because they have different, they have functions, but are they different from each other? But also, if they are different, they complement each other in terms regarding the ICT sector.
I think.
Are you okay?
No, I'm
good. Did you get my
question? Yes, I did.
Yeah. Just the functions. Functions will you will tell us what those entities are or what these are.
I think the National Consumer Commission is a commission that is actually protecting consumers. There is a Protection Act 68 of 2008 that deals with the educating of the consumers to understand their own rights going forward. That indeed they've got equality rights, they've got a choice to choose what is it that they wishes to buy. They've got a choice to get some information and all that. When it comes to a competition commission, I think in general that commission deals with the competition, where it educates South Africans how to deal with competition, you know, in terms of the national economy, so that they can always participate equally to the national economy of the country. And it can always encourage the international markets and all that. Those are the differences of this commission.
Thank you very much, members. And Mr. Kuta, if you have something else to say to us, it's your time. So that as you leave, at least you have said something. If there is, but if none, then it's fine.
It's always good to make this advantage to ask anything. Otherwise, you'll end up not being able to know. I like it quite. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. You may be released. And members, briefly, we'll have to decide as to when are we meeting as the subcommittee to finalize, you know, the scoring and all of that. And it doesn't take a long time. We may even squeeze it tomorrow. But we'll have to look at our programs. That's one. Two, I think in relation to the interviews, that's what we need to do. And other things we'll raise there. Tomorrow, what time? And I see 2 o'clock from Honourable Fanda. Were you saying 2? Yes.
I mean, I haven't scored anyone. I just made an assessment based on interviewing people. I mean, we said we're going to end at 8. It's 6:30 now. So if we're in the next 30 minutes, maybe we can finalize and then we don't have to meet tomorrow.
That's related. Honorable Joseph.
Sure, Chair. Yeah, I think we must take a 30-minute break or 20. Then we conclude this process. And I'll tell you the danger of meeting tomorrow.
Okay.
Paperwork, paper trail. It's better to find each other now. If we can't, then we can postpone. If the discussion is hard, then we can say, okay, let's meet again tomorrow. But you might find that we're not going to take it, or take a long time, rather. We'll just quickly find each other. So my view is, let's continue, comrades, and kill this process. It's almost done. We just have to compare notes and agree on two candidates. There's just six people to choose from. It's not a lot. Maybe 10 minutes break. Comfort break.
Different opinion, Chair. Like my colleague, Honorable Phantom, I only have my notes with me. I have not yet started scoring. I had wanted to listen attentively to all the presenters as they were doing their presentations. So I wanted to, in a way, agree with your initial view, which says, why don't we reconvene tomorrow? I don't see any problem between now and the time we meet. Anything seriously happening with the process. I don't see what damage will this cause if we were to reconvene tomorrow, so that we are then able to apply our minds to justice to this whole process. Now it's 2-7 now. So I wanted to agree with you that maybe let's reconvene tomorrow and give each candidate the opportunity to make an individual assessment of all the candidates, so that when we reconvene, at least I'm then able to, I would have scored by then. I would have applied my mind throughout all the presentation that we'll send this morning. So I'm afraid even the 30 minutes that you suggested might not assist me, because I've not yet even started scoring.
I think let's do that. I haven't scored myself, but there are notes. Can we have 30 minutes tomorrow? Or even an hour for that matter, if you want to do the proper job. Tomorrow is a Wednesday. I want, because I can see others nodding, I want your head. Another I don't see your head.
I want you today, tonight. Take 10 minutes to talk. These issues are too fresh in life. Let's take 10 minutes, 30 minutes. Some people have not thought they must call. You know your candidate. You know your candidate.
Do we have a problem? Because I think the majority of us is tomorrow.
Okay.
Do we have serious problems of time tomorrow, members? Yeah. Can we do it last time? 1 to 2. Sitting is 3.
Yeah.
How do you want to sit at 3 then?
Yeah.
I mean, from around 1:45 to almost 1:45, just before the house.
Can we meet at 2? Do we have a problem with 2?
Okay.
So that we can, from there, go to the house. So
no,
let's meet
for 1. 1
is fine. 1 is
One is okay?
One is okay.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we meet at 1 o'clock. Temagosi will tell us the venue.
Thank you.
Woman, see this thing of today. But members, thank you very much. I think you did justice to yourself in terms of getting whatever information you wanted from the candidates. But tomorrow we'll finalize that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.